Welcome and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is another day. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Bible Strong, the truth experience, the truth of the Word of God. You know, there are circumstances that we want God to change. But could it be that God wants to change us instead of our circumstances? That He wants to give us a new heart and a new mind that we may know His will? David says, "Give me a new heart. Place within me a right spirit." God can change you and give you the empowerment to change your circumstances. This month, all of you who get in touch with me, I'm going to send absolutely free a song recorded by Bishop Tim Hill entitled, "I'm Just Dying to Tell You I Love You." I'd like for you to get in touch with us. You can at BibleStrong316@gmail.com and request this song, and I will email it right back to you, to your smartphone, to your home computer. You can listen to it anywhere you may be. We're going into the lesson today. I want to be talking about the Pentecostal fire, the fire that fell at Pentecost. Join me now. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 2. I'll begin with verse 1, but I'll be reading several other verses. Verse 1 says, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place." And then verse 2 it says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together, and they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these men are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day." And then in verse 16, Peter explains what meaneth this. Peter says, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that." Oh, what a statement. The ministry of Pentecost had its beginning in an unusual fashion. It began in an atmosphere of excitement and enthusiasm. The sound of a rushing mighty wind filled all the house where they were sitting. They were fiery tongues parting asunder, and there was 120 filled jubilant disciples speaking in other tongues the wonderful works of God. This was the hearth, the fireplace, where the first Pentecostal fire was built. This was pure, virgin power, unadulterated Pentecost. This was Pentecost before the theologians got to it. It defies analysis. So we see that this Pentecostal church began in a blast from heaven, a blaze of fire, a brimful of spiritual experiences of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. The scripture states, when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. Such words as confounded, amazed, marveled, doubt, and some mockingly said, these men are filled with new wine. When Peter heard this, he knew it was time for someone to speak up. No doubt he looked down the line of the 11 apostles and thought maybe that one of them would step forward and speak up. Maybe John or James, or what about his own brother Andrew? Shouldn't somebody say something? Peter knew it was time for someone to speak up. When they said these men are drunk, Peter couldn't contain himself, knowing that someone had to say something. He stepped forward because he wanted them to know that they had not been down at Joe's bar, as they supposed, too early. It was only 9 o'clock in the morning. Joe's bar is closed. These men had not been drinking at Joe's bar, but they had been sipping from Joel's bar. Joel's bar is always open. You can drink this new wine of the Spirit anytime, in the middle of the night, at 4 a.m. in the morning. Anytime that you feel a thirst coming on, you can take a sip of this new wine straight from Joel's bar. When the multitude asked, what meaneth this? Peter's answer was a masterpiece. You will find no better answer anywhere. I have heard many people struggle to answer those that would ask, what meaneth this? But Peter simply turned to the scriptures to validate this great Pentecostal happening, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. My friend, if your experience cannot be validated by the scriptures, then it must not be scriptural. Well, the old clock on the wall has caught up with us today, but for the rest of the day, I'd like for you to meditate on the Word of God. Read the verses of Scripture in the book of Acts chapter 2 and just think about them. Don't turn to a commentary. Don't worry about Scofield or any other of the commentators that would speak to your mind. Read these words and let the Holy Spirit direct you. Let the Holy Spirit bring to you all truth. Jesus said that when he comes, that he would lead you into all truth. Let the Holy Spirit touch your life. In our closing, I'm going to play a song that goes right along with the lesson plan about the fire. Bishop Hill sings about God is still in the fire. Give him a listen. God bless you.
My mama read a story from the Bible long ago about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How the wicked king commanded they be thrown into the flame because they would not bow and then deny their father's name. Mama said the king stood high upon a balcony so tall, and when he looked in, he was shocked by all the things he saw. Cause he thought that he would find them lying dead upon the ground, but instead of three, he counted four up, walking all around. Well, I said, Mom, wait just a minute, there's one thing that I must know. If three went in and three came out, then where'd the fourth man go? and I never will forget. My mama danced across the floor, and these are the words I heard her say while shouting through the door. She said, "He's still in the fire, and he's walking in the flame, and he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name, and he can still deliver by his almighty." To face life's hottest flame, but I'm glad that I can tell you through the power of his name, not one flame of fire will harm you. You'll come through it and you'll tell yesterday, today.